Welcome to Believers in Business. I'm Mary Rose, and along with me today is Danny Blevins, who is with The Road Adventure. Now, Danny, I've heard a lot about this this exciting tool that you have founded. Can you kind of fill folks who are just tuning in and wondering, what is a road adventure and what does this mean? Can you fill us in and tell us a little bit about what you've got that seems to be so spectacular and seems to be the talk of the town?
Yes, Mary, thank you so much. I'd love to. Let me tell you a little bit about how the road got started first. The road was founded over 20 years ago by a gentleman who had met and had worked with at some level, Dr. Phil McGraw. Dr. Phil of TV fame.
I love it.
And he had worked with him in one of his experiential programs. However, this gentleman really saw a need to have a faith-based program. He wanted to add a faith element. Mm-hmm. So he broke away and started the program. The Road Adventure was born at that time. It had different names in the beginning, but it eventually became the Road Adventure. The Road is essentially a faith-based nonprofit. It's a Christ-centered program designed to touch each person that comes through the program right where they are in life right now. It's not a boring program where you sit and take a bunch of notes that you may never look at again. We all have things in our lives that keep us from living in true joy, from maximizing our potential, whether it is a negative experience from our past, relationship issues, anger, fear, sadness, maybe addictions, or other issues that cause us to get stuck. The road is designed to identify these life roadblocks and to eliminate them, allowing us to ultimately not just survive, but actually thrive.
Yeah, and that's really important. So if you are just tuning in, I first want to let you know that you will be doing a road, the 3 weekends, people that can come in and register for this event, correct?
That is correct. The road is comprised of 3 separate weekends.
Right.
The first weekend program is June 8th through the 10th.
Right.
And it starts that Friday evening, June 8th at 6 p.m. and goes to about 11 o'clock that night, and then we have the weekend.
Right. And I was reading online that it's a day program, so you don't have to go and stay the night. It's just something that you come back, you go home, and then you come back the next day. And I always find it fun when my husband and I get to do stuff like that together. So it can be a family thing for the whole family to come, right?
That's right. You're not sequestered in a hotel. You actually get to go home. We hope you come back the next day, but you get to go home, you have dinner with your family or whatever, and then come back. On Saturday of that weekend, of course, we let you go to lunch and let you go to dinner with your group,
then
you come back and finish and go home and come back the next day.
All right, and I know that right now for that first weekend, the June the 8th through the 10th, it's $50 for the first weekend for folks listening right now.
That is correct. It's $50. I will add, though, that as a gift back to the community, we for several years now, we've offered our entire program, all the seminar weekends, totally free to veterans, active and vets, first responders, fire, police, EMT, with spouses. They're entitled to come through totally free.
Isn't that awesome? What a great way to say thank you for serving our nation. Absolutely. I love that, Danny. And let me give everybody the phone number to call and the website to go to so you can get enrolled right now. And if you're listening and we're intriguing you as we're going along, I think it's really neat that you worked with Dr. Phil, who we all know is from Texas. Here is the phone number, 972-690-5128. And the number again, 972-690-5128. The website is theroadadventure.org. Theroadadventure.org. And the first weekend is June 8th through the 10th, and then you have June 21st through the 24th, and the part three is August 10th through 12th. Now, what I'm hearing is the road encourages, equips, and empowers people to live life to the fullest through a series of interactive weekend sessions to maximize personal development in our lives. So regardless, I know you mentioned whether you're suffering through addiction or whatever it is, because a lot of folks can get caught up in what we're doing and trying to do the next right thing. And sometimes we need other folks to kind of propel us on and figure out where we are and what's our next move.
That's right. We do. And whether you rate your life a 1 or a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, the road is meets you right where you are in life and takes you to the next level. I will say that when I went through the road 19 years ago myself and experienced the program, it was recommended by a former girlfriend who recommended I go through the program.
That's kind of neat.
And I didn't think I needed it. Now, maybe she knew something I didn't know, but my favorite phrase is you don't know what you don't know, and that was certainly true for me. But 19 years ago, I rated my life a 9.9, but I was very curious. And so I went through the program, mm-hmm. and I learned a lot of the things about myself I didn't know. And I learned what my true identity was. I learned my purpose, and I learned ultimately, and I was a Christian, but mm-hmm. but I learned to really trust God in the little things as well as the big things, and it allowed me then to fulfill my purpose in life. For the last 19 years, I've been serving in leadership in the program.
Well, you know, I think, Danny, that's a really good point, because there is a lot of folks that are listening and are wondering, you know, where am I supposed to be right now? And I like that you said you can come in right where you are, where you are right now, because a lot of us think, well, we need to be making this certain amount of money, or we need to be doing this or that before we come in and do more with our life, where God loves us just the way we are. And the reason that you come in is to help folks where they are to propel them to the next level and to find out more about yourself. This sounds like it's an interactive program where you can learn about yourself and others around you, I guess, and how to deal with folks and to be focused on giving it all to God.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, I was asked at one time many years ago, you know, have you found yourself doing the same things over and over and over again? You obviously know, the definition of insanity, right?
I was just going to say.
Expecting a different result.
Yeah.
And so many people go through life and they don't even realize that there is an issue, perhaps. When I rated my life a 9.9, I was probably more like a 6.
Really?
And when I realized what the things that were missing in my life, I see people all the time, they're dealing with anger, fear, sadness, and we give people tools. When they come through the program on that Friday night of the first weekend, we strap on an imaginary tool belt. And through the course of the program, we're sticking tools in that tool belt. One of the biggest tools that we go into depth on is forgiveness. And that's a major tool that we all have heard the word. We all kind of think we know what it is, perhaps. But I have found very few people who have actually been shown how to do it and how to do it effectively. And it can provide true freedom in your life. So that's a landmark tool. But through the course of the 3 weekends, there are many tools that we help people use to process anger, fear, sadness, and then move to the next level.
And that's so important, because there are people in life who are working programs and there are those who aren't. And it sounds like this is a good program to work.
That's
because
right.
If you can't deal with forgiving somebody who's hurt you really bad, or you know, offer grace, because you think about what Christ did for us on the cross that we didn't even deserve. So it's really hard sometimes when you've been hurt so bad on how to deal with that. And a lot of folks listening, that's where they end up doing, you know, getting into drugs or doing things that are, you know, outside of what would be the norm, you know, when you look at normal folks. So this sounds like it's a really good guideline and a good program to help individuals. And really, this would be, you know, something I would do too. I'm not perfect. I just celebrated 13 years of sobriety. So it's really neat to know that there are programs like this that can help folks every day who really don't know where to go, and to know that this is a Christ-centered program designed to touch each person right where they are right now in life is so important, because you want to learn how to deal, because in anger and people may be new believers and not know how to do all that. And once you get involved in your church and, you know, you try to learn, but to know that there's a program. And to go in, you know, on the weekend, I think is perfect, because you're doing it, you know, all day. And it really can make a huge difference.
Well, let me just say congratulations on your sobriety for 13 years, because that's a huge testimony. And I hope people realize that everyone has a story and everyone has a testimony. And it's really interesting when you come through the program to be able to hear peers, other people, hear their testimonies. When I say peers, we've had all kinds of people come through our program. Mm-hmm. So you may be asking the question, you know, who is this for? Well, this program is for anyone. It's for everyone, regardless of your belief system, regardless of your lot in life, where mm-hmm. you are. We've had CEOs come through the program. We've had people one paycheck off the street. We've had people with addiction issues. We've had therapists, actually licensed counselors, come mm-hmm. through our program. And what they tell us when they complete the program is that this 3 weekends is the equivalent of 2 to 3 years of individual counseling.
Wow.
And then they send their clients through. So we've had all kinds of people, preachers, felons, doesn't matter. The program is designed to give them the tools they need, and lifelong tools, even after they leave the adventure, to use these tools to continue to grow.
Absolutely. And that's the big thing, is you want to be able to implement them in your own life and to carry on. So I was going to also ask you, So the road, this has been in existence 20 years, and you started, what, 19 years ago?
I came through the program myself around 19 years ago and started volunteering my time. I saw how powerful the program was for me and for so many other people that I experienced their growth and their healing and their change over that three-weekend time slot. So I started volunteering my time. I was elected to the board of directors. And then I guess around 15 or 16 years ago, the gentleman who started the program left. There's some family issues and things, so he left and left us full copyright. I became the president of Board of Trustees and senior seminar director, and I've been leading the program in that capacity ever since.
Can you share with us, you don't have to share your story of how it changed you or, not sharing any names, but maybe give us an example of how it's changed somebody's life?
Oh my gosh, I wish I had written a book, or I still could
write a
book.
You still can. I'm ready. Next time we talk, you better be started on it.
Well, that's step two, or I guess in my bucket list. But mm-hmm. When I came to the program, as I said, I graded my life a 9.9. The way it changed me was when I started looking at myself introspectively, there were some things that I didn't realize were going on. We all have stuff. I had been through a divorce years prior. I thought I had dealt with it, but there was still some healing that needed to happen. I will share that this program, we have a lot of married couples that come through the program. Mm-hmm. It's not a marriage seminar. But what I have found is that when one person changes, it forces the other person to change. I'll give you one example. Several months ago, we had a couple come through, and they were kind of forced to come through. It's a last-ditch effort. They had already split up the property. It was all over but signing the papers. Mm-hmm. They were done. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, please just come for this weekend. Well, they stayed for the second weekend, and they went to the third weekend. On the last day of weekend two, we give people a chance to share, and I'll never forget it. The gentleman, the husband, stood up with tears in his eyes, and he pulled out the divorce papers, and with his wife by his side hugging him, they ripped it up and threw it on the floor. We have seen marriages saved. We've seen, and I'm not talking just 6 months or a year. We're talking 10 years later, seeing the joy in their lives because they got right with God. They got right with themselves. They got right with each other. And some of the things that the baggage that we bring into our marriages from the past, if we don't deal with it, it can have a significant impact negatively on those relationships, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a significant other. I recommend people who are dating.
Absolutely.
Take the time to come through the program and learn what you don't know.
Absolutely. And so if you are dating and you, this is a great program to do. The first weekend is at June 8th through the 10th. And remember, if you are a retired military, you've served before, or a first responder, it is free for you individuals. Thank you so much for your service. This is a way of Danny Blevins to say thank you for serving our country, this great nation that we are living in. We're so grateful for that. And the website, let me give it to you. It's theroadadventure.org, theroadadventure.org, and the phone number is 972-690-5128, 972-690-5128. And it's so important. It's great that you pointed that out, because I know my husband and I, we did some premarital too, with the church, and he had been married before. It was my first, marriage. And I said, it's real important for me that we keep Christ at the center, and then, us next, but that we always ask God. And it's often hard, I know, as an individual. I really have known God my whole life, but I became a huge believer, true believer, in 2008. I'd read the Bible front to back twice. And I just think it's so important to know that you are forgiven, you are loved. We're not perfect. And, God wants us to work with each other and be disciples of Him and encourage and love each other and be accountable for one another and just be, I think a lot of people, Danny, I'm sure you find this as you work the programs on the weekends, a lot of people are not familiar with unconditional love.
No, they're not. They're really not. And I just want to say our underlying mission, ultimately, is to share the truth of Christ and equip each person to live a more abundant, purposeful life. Mm-hmm. Our program is for anyone, but it's for only two types of people, those who know Christ and those who don't. the people who know Christ, there's so many Christians walking around with their frown on their face and their head down mm-hmm. because they don't really know their true identity in Him. Mm-hmm. And so identity is a big part of what we talk about in the program and who you are. And we are a masterpiece created in His image, right?
Amen.
But so many of us don't realize that, or if we say we believe it, we're not living it. So you're right. It is very important that we understand who we are in Christ. People who would not darken the door of a church will come through our program. The program is not in your face hitting them over the head with the Bible. We earn the right to share Christ with the people that come through our program. And what I've learned over the years is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
So, I love that. Say that one more time.
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That's awesome.
And so when people come through our program and are accepted unconditionally mm-hmm. and they realize we care, then they're willing to listen. We don't have to push or cram our belief system. Mm-hmm. They're willing to listen to truth and consider it. So when people that won't come to church realize that they need something more, they just don't know what it is, this is a great program for them as well.
It sounds like it's a wonderful program. It's called the roadadventure.org is the website. You can feel free if you're at work right now or you're at home going to be cooking. Just turn us on in there in the kitchen and look it up. Pull your laptop up. It's the roadadventure.org. And I know Danny would love to have you come out and spend the weekend and learn more about how you can fulfill your individual life and make it more, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Make it, I guess to understand that the big thing I think is we all want to be validated, right?
That's right.
Everybody wants to be validated. And I think once you understand that God died on the cross for our sins and that we're saved by grace, it wasn't something that we earned. I don't know, there's a lot of freeing in that, for me at least.
There is a lot of freedom in that, and it's sad to see so many Christians not living in that freedom.
Right. So this is a really great tool for folks to learn about the authenticity of how to live a Christ-centered life. And I think it's really wonderful what you're doing and to help folks. I imagine how many people come in and they walk in the doors probably thinking, why am I here? What's going on? And by the end of the weekend and the third week, they're all hugging each other and, crying openly and just, have friends for life. I imagine these probably bring people together and they have friends that become friends for life.
Well, what you actually described happens after about 24 hours. It's very quick.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And they do. These are friends for life. These are, we tell people, if you don't walk away with it, at least one new friend, you probably hadn't been here because you're going to end up with a lot more really close, not just acquaintances, but friends when you leave.
Isn't that neat? Yeah. That's so important to surround yourself with authentic folks and people that love you and want the best for you and want, because I think often, I know that I do sometimes, fear is a liar. You don't want Satan to come in and, because he'll really want you to think the worst and all this. And you have to, and especially when you're following the Lord, he comes in and he's trying to take you away because he knows where your beliefs are. So that is so awesome. I just think it's so great what you're doing. So share a little bit more about, you said that everybody walks in and we get an imaginary tool belt to deal with, tools to process to deal with anger, fear, and sadness that you guys look at relationships that we have with others and relationship that we have within our own self and our relationship with God. So there's so many different factors. Can you maybe share with us a little bit about that first weekend?
Yes. So the first weekend, in a nutshell, is primarily about relationships with others, whether that's relationship with parents, maybe from all the way back to childhood, because mm-hmm. many times, we talk a lot about your relationship with your parents as you grew up. Mm-hmm. Many times the baggage that we carry into later life comes from that childhood, even though we may not realize what it is. So mm-hmm. Dealing with relationships with parents, with spouse, with significant others, with other significant relationships, and with God. So God is another in this situation.
Right, right.
So understanding, we have a lot of Christians that for whatever reason, because of life events, they're angry at God. And so we deal with that. And
that's so important.
It is very important. And part two weekend, we kind of switch gears a little bit, and it's more about self. We look at your relationship with yourself, and as you let go of the baggage from your past, You know, freedom comes with what you do with what's been done to you, right?
Right.
And so we help people deal with the stuff from their past. And as they do, they eventually start to learn their identity. It's so amazing to me how many people come through our program and they're wearing a mask. And they're who they need to be for this person. They're who they need to be for this job. They're who they need to be for this family member. And so they don't really even know who they are. And so as we work through this, they find their identity, their real identity, and they find that they can live in strength and confidence rather than weakness and fear. And it's a huge, huge catapult to that realization. And then as you learn to know more about yourself, you learned how to have healthy relationships with other people. Part three weekend really takes everything you've learned thus far and catapults you into the future. Mm-hmm. You learn how to set healthy boundaries.
I was just going
to
ask you about that. It's so important, right? Healthy boundaries.
It is. So we look at the past, and we look in our rearview mirror temporarily, but ultimately we want to get to a point where we don't have to look at the past anymore.
Right.
We're looking in through the front windshield, and we're moving forward. So healthy boundaries, setting those boundaries, learning how your family of origin and how degrees of acceptance and discipline as a child impacts the way you react or respond to circumstances today or in the future. And then we take your newfound identity in part three and put it to action. Because we talk about your spiritual gift, we talk about who you are in Christ, and then what are you going to do with it? It's one thing to know who you are, but it's another thing then to say, I'm stepping out into my future now. The past is behind me, I've dealt with it, and I'm moving forward. What's the action? Well, I mentioned before that we are all masterpieces created in the image of God. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most of us don't see that, but we walk out of part three with a smile on our face, hopefully, and a fire in our heart as we move forward.
That is so awesome, and what a great thing for folks listening, whether you're, you know, I liked how you put it, whether you're a CEO, you're one paycheck off from being on the street, doctors, lawyers, addicts, felons, preachers, licensed counselors, it's really for anybody. And at the end of the day, the Lord wants a one-on-one relationship with all of us, regardless of what we've done, where we've been, and where we think we're going. Because it seems like this program is really awesome for folks to learn about who they are. And, you know, I'm sure there are folks listening, because I know somebody in my life who is wondering what they're going to do next and, you know, where they're going to work and what you're going to do and what steps you need to do to make that happen. Because often, I'm sure you've heard this being at the program. Correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, but I would think that some people come in and they think, well, if I just pray about it, God will just make it happen. But you have to do your footwork, right?
You got to do your part, and I really believe that the road doesn't belong to us. It's God's program, mm-hmm. and He's using this program in a mighty way. Thousands of people have graduated our program.
Wow!
And there was a time when we had a teen program.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, neat.
We would love to resurrect the teen program, but right now we're focusing on the adults. But can you imagine if a 15-year-old could gain the tools that? Me at 50 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
How would it change that person's life?
Curtis, my husband and I were talking about that last night, as a matter of fact, that if we had been what we know right now as a child, and I think of my nephews and my nieces growing up, but you know what? If you hadn't have learned all that, you wouldn't have been able to share what you have now and to be able to teach all these folks that come on the weekends to get this help. That's definitely your mission in life, and God has led you to this to help folks who, you know, need to learn these tools, and it just really makes... It makes things a lot easier.
It does. And when you can take your trials, deal with them, turn them into a testimony, that's your purpose. And God can use that in a mighty way.
That is so awesome. I would encourage anybody tuning in right now. I'm with Danny Blevins, and this is the Road Adventure that they have a program coming up for three different weekends. And the first weekend is June the 8th through the 10th. The phone number to register is 972-690-5128. It's 972-690-5128. And as Danny was saying, that first weekend is $50 for the first weekend, which is, wow, that's fabulous. fabulous. And if you are a military or somebody that has served or, you know, has retired from the military, ex-military, or a first responder, it is free. The whole program is free for you guys. Danny wants to give back to those of you who are have given your life for our country to serve, and we appreciate you serving this great nation of ours. So the website, again, we have a couple of minutes left, Danny, is theroadadventure.org, theroadadventure.org. Anything in closing that you would like to say, Danny, to encourage folks to come to this this weekend? We have a three-part weekend, and it's during the day. You don't have to stay the night, so you can, you know, plan your day accordingly and go home at night, have dinner with the family, or bring the whole family. Everybody's encouraged to come. Is there an age stipulation or no?
18 years and older.
There we go. 18 years and older. So leave the kids with grandma.
I will say there's two things real quickly is that you must complete part one weekend before you can attend part two weekend.
Okay.
So there's three weekends, but they're consecutive, or not consecutive, but one has to follow the other. So.
Okay. So you have to complete each weekend. So the first weekend is June 8th through the 10th. The second weekend is June 21st through the 24th. And the third weekend is August 10th and 12th. That's my birthday weekend. So the number to call is 972-690-5128. And on the website, it's theroadadventure.org. Check it out. I loved, I went and read through it online, and it's really a great thing to look at, theroadadventure.org. And it comes right up. And Danny Blevins, it's just been a really privilege and an honor to sit down with you, and thank you so much for what you're doing to encourage other folks to Christ and to let them learn how to live to the best of their potential in their own lives.
Well, thank you for letting me share.
We really appreciate you, and just want to let everybody know, listening, to be blessed and to go out and encourage someone today. Thank you so much, Danny. We appreciate you coming in. Again, the website is theroadadventure.org, theroadadventure.org, and the number to call, 972-690-5128. Have a blessed day.